Hello and welcome to the Fishing Guide Podcast. I've done too many of these, and so, but we're going to keep rocking and rolling. This time we happen to have the team, the Mississippi team with me is what I want to say, because we have everyone from Mike Jones with Mississippi Tourism, and of course he has the crappie trail, and we have him in here because it deals with our next guest right here is people from the Magnolia Crappie Club. So how's that? That's pretty exciting stuff. William and Steven. Look at that.
Yes, sir. We are excited to be here and be able to talk crappie fishing with you, and definitely with Visit Mississippi and the Mississippi Crappie Trail. Mr. Tyre has been awesome this week. He ought to be working with you.
I think so. Man, I tell you what, so we're going to start with these guys here because that way if they have a question for you, they can ask. But you guys have, it is like the oldest crappie club. Is that right?
That is correct. We are the oldest and the largest in the nation.
Yeah.
And hey, it's right there in the crappie capital of the world, Mississippi.
Yeah. So how many members do you currently have?
Over 200.
Oh, my gosh. That's how you can have a crappie trail and have an app that keeps busy. But over 200. Tell us, where do your tournaments, where are they going to take place next year? Do you have a schedule?
So we have our schedule for this year. We usually set the tournament schedule for Magnolia Crappie Club is from August.
All right.
All the way around to the end of May.
Okay.
Then our championship is the 1st of June. So we have tournaments every month. Next month, we're going to Lake Washington.
Okay.
Fish. We just came from Grenada Lake last month in September. And so forth and so on. We're going to fish Barnett, Sardis, Enid, Eagle Lake. We've already fished Wolf Lake in Yazoo City. And we're going to run through all of them. We talk about 200 members, but a lot of people don't realize we average anywhere from 52 to 70 teams per tournament.
That's incredible. You even have like a newsletter that goes out. Yeah, I mean.
Yeah, we produce a magazine with every tournament.
Right.
Yeah.
Yep. Man, I wish I knew a writer that could help you out on that deal, but I don't.
Well, we're looking for one, too. No, Bernard, we love you, brother.
Yeah, that's right. Oh, I'm not trying to give Bernard a hard time.
Yeah, we get 38,000 downloads of that digitally a month.
Really?
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Yeah. So what's the average payout, money-wise? What's the average payout, just the average payout for the winning team?
So I think we start at it's $1,500,
right?
And then we do a bump down pay from that. We pay through 15 places.
Wow!
And then as well, we have a big fish payout,
right?
Most of the time, a first and second big fish for each tournament that we do.
Wow!
We hold anywhere from 2 to 3 what we consider big mama opens each year. You don't have to be a member.
Oh, yeah. So it's an open event.
That's right. And that's usually a $1,500 payout for one fish.
Wow. Mm-hmm. That's amazing right there.
Hey, and don't forget about this, Steven. So at all our tournaments, at the end of it, we have a drawing, and we give away $1,500 at every tournament and gift cards for our furniture, Factory Direct. They do that with
really?
Us. And that's just a drawing. Yeah, that's any.
Just whoever entered the tournament.
That's correct.
That's correct. Troy Garrett with Factory Direct Furniture in Cleveland, Mississippi.
Wow.
Has donated that to us. Another great, great deal with Magnolia Crappie Club is we run three divisions.
Right.
So we have your regular anglers that are, fishing in the tournament. Well, then we have a male-female division.
Okay.
And then the best division of all of them, we have a youth angler division.
Oh, wow.
So we run a points race with the youth, just like they're the adults. So at the end of the year, the youth that has the highest points is crowned the youth angler of the year.
Wow.
And we put them on the stage, just like we're doing here at the Crappie Expo. Make them superstars. They're the future of this fishing.
That's cool. So these guys, like, So the members, we know for a fact we have all their members listening. So this is your opportunity to tell their members about the brand new app that you have and some content if they're trying to find like lodging, stuff like that. Mike, tell them about that.
Yeah, it's I know they talking about fishing a bunch of lakes in Mississippi, and there are a lot more than just our six lakes that we have on the Mississippi Crappie Trail.
Right.
But we started with just the top six, and you know, it goes through, you know, where to stay, where to eat,
okay,
you know, things that you can do around. So if somebody's wanting to go fish one of the lakes on the Crappie Trail, you can go to the trip planner on the website and okay, pretty much plan your whole trip through that.
And that's on the app.
Yes.
That you have, yeah. But on the regular website, if they were going to some of these other reservoirs they were talking about.
Yeah, you can go to visitmississippi.org, and there's some links to the lakes and Department of Wildlife and stuff,
right,
too.
Lodging, mm-hmm, places to eat, anything else good in there?
Yeah.
Or is that the best part?
Kind of the best part, but there's also information on the communities around the lakes of what okay, they can do around with calendar
right,
events.
In case they're, like their spouse or significant yeah, other come and they can...
Hopefully, yep, what we're wanting to do is hopefully extend the stay a little bit when they're coming to fish. Maybe
right,
stay another day or two and, you know, take
right,
in some of the sights and sounds around these communities.
All right. That takes us back to you guys because we need to know if it's a one-day tournament that they're fishing, two-day tournament, on a normal, on your normally, what is your club tournaments?
Yeah.
One-day, two-day?
So our club tournaments are a one-day tournament that's
okay,
on that Saturday.
All right, Saturday.
The great thing about our tournaments is, and our members, mm-hmm, is we go to that community for the week prior. You know,
okay,
we're going to go practice. We're going to go try to find those fish for tournament day. And
right,
so we're just about everyone there is going to be there 2 to 3 days prior to the tournament. A lot of guys fish that tournament on Saturday, stay until Sunday,
right,
and to move on. But ours are one-day tournaments except for the championship.
Okay.
And that's a two-day tournament. That's a Friday-Saturday tournament.
Oh, Friday-Saturday tournament. Uh-huh. And that's usually that championship tournament then is in the spring.
It's
right,
going to be normally the first week of June.
Oh, in June, so
yep,
early summer.
Yep.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
That's when it's the end of your tournament
correct,
circuit.
Yep.
Yep. Okay, I gotcha. So to join your club, what do they have to do?
So,
you have to be a member?
To join the club, we have a couple of levels there. You can join as an angler. Of course,
right,
it's $60. It's $60 a year. You can go online to our website at magnoliaclub.com, and there's a form on there you can fill out.
Right.
You can call one of us. Any board of director member can do that for you.
Right.
As well, you can come to a weigh-in and join.
Okay.
Come watch a weigh-in, and you can join right there. Let's say you're not an angler, but you love the business of fishing, and
right,
you like to keep up with what's going on with fishing products,
uh-huh,
things of that nature. We have a mailing list subscription as well too. It's $35 a year. You get the magazine every month. You get the updates via email through the electronic version of the of the magazine also.
Right.
So there's a couple of different levels you can get to there. If you're not wanting to fish, we still love to have you as a member and a supporter. And then if you want to fish, you come right along
right,
and do it.
Pretty easy to do that.
Yes, sir.
So that makes it easy enough. So of course, they talked about staying an extra day. And what do you think would be interesting for them to go look at, like husband, wife, spouse type thing? And if they were going to go look on their second day and they were around one of these lakes here, what do you think would be interesting?
Yeah, I think what would be interesting for the anglers coming in, we spend a lot of time on the calendar of events trying to show you know, what's going on, whether it's a festival, anything in the area that, you know, it may help them plan the trip, you know, that particular weekend. But if they're already there fishing for a tournament, you can see what's going on. And whether it's shopping or, you know, museums, whatever
okay,
in the area, they should be able to find
that's
it.
That's on the website, not on the app, right?
It'll all be on the same.
Oh, it'll be on that,
the
too?
The app will have everything okay, that the website will have.
App's good for, like...
Android and Apple.
Okay. Good for them to know to check out. So are either one of you part of the president vice president of the club, secretary, treasurer?
I'm part of the board of directors. Right. I'm the waymaster for the Magnolia Crappie Club.
Okay.
Mr. Tyre has been for years, and so we're well versed in the runnings of the club.
So did you retire your position then?
Well, I don't really know the politically correct way to tell you that I got fired, but I think that's kind of what happened.
I don't quite know you can get fired from a volunteer position. I do know that you can be voted president of a club if you leave the room to, like, go to the restroom and you come back and they're like, you're the president. I thought you had to be vice president.
No, well, I stayed in the room when that was happening to make sure that didn't occur.
Yeah. There you go. Well, that's good. So it's good to know you have that many. I know that you have a trailer that you pull, right? You have
Absolutely.
A trailer. So you so you pull the trailer up. So it's not like a fruit bar, fruit jar type tournament. Tell them a little bit about your facility that you have there.
We call it, it's a rolling billboard.
Okay.
So we put all our sponsors on there. We have them on there. All our tourisms are on one side.
Uh-huh.
We have an awning that pulls out like an RV we put on there. So when we pull up, we can set it up where, we have a generator. We can run everything ourselves.
Uh-huh.
We run pro tournament scales there. We try to have a really high level weigh-in,
right?
And it's really nice. And our trailer's set up to hold all our product, our shirts, and as we sell those at the weigh-ins as well.
Okay.
And our banners and things we display for our sponsors. So it's really a nice setup. And we went to that several years ago, and it really kind of took us next level.
I got you.
And it's really been nice. Of course, we've added, we video everything. We stream it, on Facebook Live now.
Right. Wow.
And, of course, it's advanced to even adding commercials in when we put our videos out, So
right.
It's been a growing and evolving thing with the Magnolia Crappie Club, since it started. And it's just really kind of went next level. And it's really been nice. And the unique thing is everybody's a volunteer. Everything we get, we can put right back out into the fishing world, for our sponsors and the members. So it's really a good deal.
Right. Are those your sponsors, like, on your shirts right here?
Hey, it's every one of them.
It's every one of them?
Yeah.
Who's your major title sponsor? Do you have a title sponsor?
We have B&M is our Angler of the Year points race sponsor.
Okay.
They have been with us since Magnolia started, since day one.
Wow.
So we're really proud to be able to say that. Mississippi Company. Hey, it's all about Mississippi. We love it, And then we've had a lot of sponsors that's been with us a long time, because that's one of the things that we view. Me and Stephen was talking about that earlier. One of our goals is, we get a sponsor, we're not out here to just get your money.
Right.
All right, so we want to create a relationship with you that's going to last, because we love to fish, and we love to bring people in and introduce them to it and enjoy it.
Right.
Our families fish and we want it to grow. I was showing Mike yesterday that my son, who is now a senior in high school, he's 18 years old.
Right.
When he was a little fella, he was fishing Mike's Big Mama at Lake Washington.
Right.
And he won the youth angler.
Oh, really?
And Mike had the state of Mississippi cut out of a piece of aluminum, said youth angler, and winner and all that. And I showed him, I took a bunch of pictures that day and video. And one of the pictures is him holding it at Mike's place. The next picture is us in the truck on the way home. And he's crashed over asleep against the window, but he's holding his trophy.
Yeah.
And we just bought a new house, and what was so funny, here he is 18 years old now, getting ready to go off to college, and he walks in the house and says, "Dad, where's your screw gun?" I said, "It's right yonder." And I walk in there to see what he's doing, and he's screwing that to the wall before anything's in the bedroom.
That's
so
cool.
It's pretty cool to get to see, that the passion and the love for the sport passes down, which fuels the desire as a Magnolia Crappie Club member and angler. You know, that's why we're here. We're trying to introduce people to the sport.
You know,
bring them into our state there and catch some of these monster fish. You know,
you got monster crappie.
Oh, we got monster crappie. Absolutely.
You know, that's our motto there with Magnolia Crappie Club is family, fishing, and fun. That's what we stand for. That's what we want to do, and that's our biggest promotion for every tournament, every event. The popcorn machine back here that all y'all have been eating today, that really wasn't for y'all. That's to grab the kids' attention, to bring them over and have some conversation about crappie fishing.
But you know, Stephen, here's a good point, and this will sum it up for the club. All right, our heaviest tournament weight, which I think, what was it, 21-17?
That's right.
On seven big fish.
Weight. Yeah.
A father-daughter team.
That's right.
Holds that.
Oh,
our
wow.
club record for the heaviest fish, which is three, the single heaviest fish is 392.
Yep.
It's held by a 12-year-old boy.
That's right. Right out of Magnolia Crappie.
So there you go.
Yeah.
And those were weighed on tournament scales. And, you know, it's just a phenomenal thing. And it's an honor to have for that to be our records, and it's set by a father-daughter team and a 12-year-old.
Yep. Absolutely. That takes us to tackle time, and tackle time is sponsored by Pico Lures. Pico Lures has a complete line of soft plastic baits and hard baits that you can catch all the Mississippi crappie you want on them. They got every color that you're going to need to catch them. Now, are they going to catch a seven fish limit of 21 pounds something? They might, but they're going to have to go to Mississippi to do it. It won't be in Arkansas that I know of. So you have to join their club and figure out how they're catching these great big crappie. If you want to check out more on Pico Lures, go to picolures.com. And our other show sponsor is also Smith Consumer Products, and they have a complete line of products for anglers. Heck, they even got a Mr. Crappie series of fillet knives and just all kinds of different crappie tools. So if you want to find out more about Smith Products, you have to go to smithproducts.com. And now we're going to let you, one of you guys in the club, tell them how they can, if they want to become a member, how do they come and become a member of your club?
Okay. Yeah, I can handle that. But,
I want to give it to them.
I want to say this, though. Hey, uh-huh. Pico is one of our sponsors. So, we kind of like them lures, too.
Yeah,
so,
there we go.
So them big fish in Mississippi will bite them. Their teeth are long enough. I just believe that.
That's good. They like Pico everywhere, but Mississippi got big crappie. So we got some big baits. They're made for those Mississippi crappie.
That's right.
Oh, yeah, yes, we love it. Are. We appreciate the relationship there.
Yep.
But, look, if you want to join, you can go to our website, magnoliacrappieclub.com. There is a form there you can download. You can go to our Facebook page, tons of information there. You can message us on our Facebook page. We'll get back in contact with you. You can, what we would love for you to do is come to a weigh-in and join, watch a weigh-in. Hey, get your feet wet a little bit. You kind of see how it operates. Some people are nervous. See how it operates. You can go ahead and join there and then come on back. And, you know, we have a Friday night, we have a registration. That'll be on our website. And on our Facebook page. So on Friday night, you can see where we're going to be registering at. You can show up there. You can join and register for the tournament, fish the next morning. And then you can hang around and see if you can hang around with some of the best liars in the business.
There you go. Mike, if they want to find out more about fishing in Mississippi and your crappie trail, where would they go?
They can go to the website, MississippiCrappieTrail.com.
Okay.
They can follow the same on all the social media platforms, or if they need something else on tourism in Mississippi, they can go to visitmississippi.org.
There you go. There you have it. And like I always like to end my show, I always tell people to make sure you keep your hook sharp and your lures in the water.
That's right.